Our assignment for this morning was to bring a verse or quote about freedom. And 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And that tells us that no matter what's going on around us, if we're with the Spirit of the Lord, we have freedom. We have spiritual freedom.
I got John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. "And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" And a lot of people think that the teachings of Jesus are kind of a burden, but really they're a blessing, and they set us free from evil and from having to live to please ourselves. We can instead live to please God.
I got 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. "Were you called while a slave? Do not be concerned about it, but if you can be made free, rather use it. For he who is called in the Lord while a slave is the Lord's free man. Likewise, he who is called while free is Christ's slave. You are bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called." And I thought, you don't have to have physical freedom to be free, and free from sin and free as a Christian. You can take accept whatever situation you're in, and still be free from the bonds of sin.
Peter Marshall was a Presbyterian minister, some like maybe, I don't know, maybe 50 years ago, something like that. But anyway, one thing he said about freedom, I read, and it was pretty interesting. He said, let us think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. And, you know, I thought about how it is, you know, if we get into a habit of doing whatever we feel like doing right at the moment, that can, you know, it's a bondage, because we're in bondage to, you know, whatever we feel like doing, you know, on impulse or whatever. But freedom is when you realize that, you know, to get ahead in whatever you're doing, you have to be able to do things that you don't feel like doing, you know, and that's true freedom.
I got that same one there by Peter Marshall, the quote, "May we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right." And that's a blessing, to be free and doing what is right. God created us with a will, so that we could do what is right and choose to follow him, not just do this or that because we have to, but we can be free to do what's right. It's a blessing.
I got a quote by Sun Tzu: "The only real prison is fear, and the only real freedom is freedom from fear." So if we're not afraid and just trust in the Lord, then we'll be free.
I got Galatians 2, verse 1. Or actually, Galatians 5, verse 1. "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." That's just saying Jesus came into the world to set us free from the bondage of the devil. He was holding us with sin, and he had control of us, but Jesus set us free, and we shouldn't let him take over again.
Freedom is not free. Galatians 5:13 says we were given freedom and we should use this freedom to serve one another. Galatians 5:13, for you brethren have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.